Hello everyone, it is your girl Sandrina, and again we're going to be talking about something so important. Today I want to share a little bit with you on a little topic that I coined called Perspective is Everything. Now, what is perspective? Just your attitude towards, you know, a particular thing, how you view it. Simply put, your point of view. I want to remind us all that in this life, in this time, in this particular season, perspective is everything. We are grown up, you know, and we are told, you know, you have to look at the glass half full as opposed to half empty. You have to think positive. You have to see things as an opportunity as opposed to an obstacle. And I remember when those concepts were being introduced to me, I was just like, oh God. Well, I'm a realist. And as a realist, I call things as they are. And what I'm seeing is this mashup thing in front of me. But there were friends and there were family members who constantly encouraged me to have a different perspective. Look at it differently. Look at the possibility as opposed to the reality. And I want to submit to you that as I have grown, I realize that perspective is an important thing and perspective is an interesting thing. I had the joy of meeting a young man recently. He's 11 years old. He's going to go to Arden High School. And in my conversation with him and his mom, I was asking him questions about things that, you know, they would have had at home. What some of us call basic things, you know, and each time he had to answer the questions. So the first question that I asked this young man was, do you have a refrigerator at home? Listen, this young man looked me dead in the eye and he said, it's to be bought. I rocked back in my chair and I said, what do you mean to be bought? And he said, well, if my mom had the money, it would have been in the house already. But it is to be bought. It is not that I don't have it. It is to be bought. Listen, that changed my day. Well, it changed my week to be exact. Just to see the kind of perspective that was coming out of that young man, it really challenged me to have the same kind of outlook on life. Even as you are working towards your dreams, even as you are working towards your goals, perspective is everything. We're told in scripture that we should call the things that are not as though they are. That was like the first lesson in perspective. You don't see it yet, but can you just envision it in the future? And if you can, then talk about it. Talk about it like you have seen it. And believe me, it will come. So my thing for this week is to shift my perspective. So friends, I'll start the ball rolling. My Honda CR-V is to be bought. And for somebody listening, their house is to be bought. And for somebody else, their spouse is on the way. Their graduation is a date to be fixed. I want us to look into the different things that we are hoping for, that we are working on, that we are hoping to grab hold of and change our perspective. It is no longer what is missing. It is no longer what we don't have, but what is on its way, what is to be paid for, what is earmarked for us but has not come into our hands as yet. And if we live our lives that way, I guarantee us we will see things manifest daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and it will blow our minds. And we will know fully that the mind is an actually powerful tool given to us by God. And the Lord told us that we should think about positive things, that we should think about things that are good and right and wholesome. And there is a lesson in that, because the more positivity takes over our minds, it is the better that our lives will be. The quality of our lives will increase. So this week, the challenge for us is this: shift and change your perspective. View things as opportunities other than obstacles. Call the things that are not as though they are. So whatever we think is missing, whatever we think is not in our grasp as yet, call it. call it to you. It is not yet bought. It is not yet here. It is on his way. He is not present yet. She is not here yet. I have not met this person yet. But know that this glass is not half empty. It is half full. So let us change our perspective. Let us think like this 11-year-old boy who really blessed my heart by looking at the things that we don't have and understand that they are very, 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 very well on their way. I thank you so much for joining me for another episode, and I promise you that next week we will talk about something else that is going to equip us for this journey. Remember, the process is necessary for purpose. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends or your family who you think will benefit from this information. Blessings always.